Winning once is hard enough.
The wait is over.
How sweet it is, the fruits of victory.
But this year's battle...
Show the Giants who the real bosses are in the NL West.
...is for back-to-back.
Let's go, Dodgers. Let's do back-to-back. Conquer for Kirsch.
Welcome to Postseason Dodger Talk.
I'm grateful for your show.
And I love listening to you, especially on the game.
Your chance to sound off on the boys in blue. Call the show at 866-987-2570.
Without you guys, there's no Dodger Talk.
LA Dodger Baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers,
Navien Tankless Water Heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Now your host for Postseason Dodger Talk, David Bassett.
Defeat the San Francisco Giants in Game 5 of the NLDS by a final score of 2-1. 866-972-570 is the phone number. David Vasse back up in the broadcast booth after, I guess, coming up short a couple of times on the field. Max Scherzer still very intense and the adrenaline running. He was playing with his two young daughters around the infield. Did not have a chance to talk to him. The only guy we talked to on the field was Mookie Betts, who had a big night. And that's a good guy to talk to, who became the first Dodger player in a game or series-deciding game to have four hits. And Mookie came up big in this series. If you think back to Game 2, when the Dodgers got the split at the beginning of this series at Oracle Park, Mookie had the big throw from right field to get Wilmer Flores at third base. That changed the momentum of that inning and certainly changed the momentum of the series, because for the Dodgers to get out of San Francisco the first time with a split going back to Dodger Stadium was huge. And then you see what he did tonight in Game 5, and let's not forget what he did in Game 4, a two-run home run to break the game open. So for me, Mookie Betts is the MVP of this NLDS, and this is why the Dodgers acquired Mookie Betts. If you think back to last year when the Dodgers won the World Series, how many times did Mookie Betts come up big? And they needed this Mookie in October, and he showed up in the very first series, and hopefully he can carry that over into the NLCS. It will be a rematch between the Braves and Dodgers from a year ago, and I'm sure the Braves have a lot on their mind watching this game tonight. I'm sure they wanted another crack at the Dodgers after they blew a 3-1 lead last year in the NLCS. They got the Dodgers, and more than likely it will be Max Fried on the mound for the Braves in Game 1 of the NLCS in Atlanta on Saturday night. I would imagine, even though Max Scherzer pitched tonight, it was obviously the highest of leverage situations. He only threw 13. I could see Max Scherzer coming back and pitching Game 1 of the NLCS. That might sound crazy, but he's Mad Max. And this was planned because it could still give the Dodgers the option of starting Scherzer, maybe an abbreviated start. But this was his throw day. And I know it's a lot different, just the 13 pitches in the game, high leverage, high intensity, but also he threw in the bullpen. I'm sure it's something the Dodgers will check to see how Scherzer bounces back tomorrow to see whether or not he's up for it. If not, there could be a Tony Gonsolin sighting in Game 1 and try to piece it together in a bullpen game. The Dodgers did that a lot last year in that 7-game series against the Braves. They used Gonsolin as an opener a couple of different times along with Dustin May, so I wouldn't rule that out either. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Great to see so many Dodger fans stick around Oracle Park after the game was over, waiting to have the players come back out so they could celebrate them some more. They were so desperate for somebody to cheer for, they started chanting my name. So I appreciate it to all the fans here at Oracle Park that were looking for somebody, some connection. So all they had was me. 866-987-2570. And that's the dynamic, I guess, this year, where the media is not allowed in the clubhouse celebration. In that atmosphere, you're able to bring the feel of what's going on in that clubhouse to you. You're able to grab the players a lot more easily to talk to you. And in this situation, they didn't come back out. And Max Scherzer was babysitting his two kids. That's a priority, no doubt about it. And then the hordes of media were following him, and he finally gave in. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to the phones. Let's start off with our man, Eric in Hollywood. You lead us off tonight as the Dodgers get the last word in this rivalry of 2021 against the Giants.
Dodger Nation! Doc, utilizing his bullpen to perfection. David, whoa, man. What a move, man, starting Corey. I'm just a fan. I love baseball, but that move just blew me away, man. And just the bullpen was just utilized to perfection. As the unofficial president of the Cody Bellinger fan club, Belly was clutch, David, clutch. Love seeing that, man. He had the fire in his eye, man. He took that young reliever to school, man. I'm sorry, Camilo, gonna be great, but Belly took him to school, man. Dodgers answered the question this year, David. We are the best team in the West. We are the best team. So, L.A., let's get louder.
All right, Eric, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570. Just an amazing night. And what made the Dodgers a year ago so special was that they did it as a team. There was a different guy almost every night. It wasn't just Mookie Betts. It wasn't just Justin Turner. It wasn't just Julio Urias or Corey Seager, even though those two guys played a huge part in the Dodgers clinching the championship in six games against the Rays. But tonight, think back to this game and think back to Mookie Betts getting on base, stealing second base, and then being able to be driven in for the Dodgers' first run in the sixth inning by Corey Seager. I mean, how many times did we see that last year? Betts and Seager, 1-2 punch there, and they delivered. Then you had the ninth inning, the deciding ninth inning. Justin Turner gets hit by a pitch. All of a sudden, you're thinking things are going the Dodgers' way finally in this series against the Giants. The Dodgers have had to make their own breaks and scratch and claw for every win, every run, and then they're able to get a base hit by Gavin Lux through the right side of a shifted infield, and Cody Bellinger. I pleaded with you not to give up on this guy. This guy in the postseason, like he has showed already, it may look ugly for three at-bats, but when it counts, he is going to deliver like he did a year ago in Game 7 of the NLCS, and he did it again tonight. And Kenley Jansen delivered in the ninth inning against Buster Posey, or in the eighth inning against Buster Posey. Buster Posey has done some damage against Kenley over 10 years. So it was a personal battle there between two guys that have gone against each other for a decade, and Buster has done some damage against him. For him to be able to pitch his way through that at-bat was just tremendous. And Kenley has been doubted this year. Bellinger has been doubted this year, and they came up big in the biggest game so far this season, a game five, a deciding game five. Jansen, Bellinger, and the Dodgers come through. And I know there were a lot of questions about Julio Urias not starting this game tonight, but as I explained on the pregame show and with Petros and Money earlier, the Dodgers wanted to neutralize the left-handed bats coming off the bench for the Giants. And they didn't want Gabe Kapler and the Giants to do what they have done all season long, and that's dictate the matchups with how many platoon players they have, platoon roster they have. So they were the aggressors in that sense, where they turned the tables on the Giants and made them react to what the Dodgers wanted to do as far as their pitching strategy and the way they deployed their pitching. They were able to get Brustar Graterol in the second inning against a group of hitters that may have been a lot different in late in the game. So They stole an inning with Gratterall in the second inning. They stole the first inning with Knebel out there. Then you had Julio Urias come in for the middle four innings and just give up a home run to Darren Ruff. That was a big one. It was a game-tying one. But Julio, as he has done for the Dodgers the last couple of years, comes up big in whatever role they ask him to. So that was the thinking behind it. And I really believe it worked. I think that was part of it. And Logan Webb was great again. What the Dodgers did tonight that they didn't do in game one was get his pitch count up over 100 pitches for just the third time this year. And they were able to get to that Giants bullpen, which is a little thin these days. And the Dodgers have seen those relievers all four games. So they had the advantage once they got to the Giants bullpen. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Eric in L.A. You're on Dodger Talk live from Oracle Park. Hi, Eric.
David, can you hear me?
I can. What's up?
Feeling froggy, man. Because all the pundits are saying that this was Kapler making moves or Dave Roberts making moves. You know what this was? This was Zahidi versus Friedman having a chess match this whole year. That's what this was. And I was afraid that Friedman was being too cute with starting Knebel. You burned 3-4 of your best pitchers in a tie game. Urias was taken out after 60 pitches. So if you're going to take him out after 60 pitches, then what was the point? But I did not know Scherzer was going to close things out. Okay? And I'm just going to say this. You're from my generation, David. Bleep Jack Clark. Bleep Bobby Thompson. Okay? I can live with this. Beating the Giants, our rivals in a playoff series. I can live with the fact that we already won a World Series last year. I waited 32 years for that, TV. Okay? From this point on, we're playing with house money, man. Let's go.
All right, Eric, I hear the emotion in your voice, a longtime Dodger fan, and yes, I mean, this game, this series is going to go down in history. 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they will still be talking about this five-game NLDS rivalry series between the Dodgers and Giants. This was the greatest chapter of the rivalry, and the Dodgers come out on top, advancing to the NLCS with a Game 5 win, 2-1. And as you know, Bobby Thompson, forever a Giant as far as in their history books go, for that home run in 1951. Joe Morgan, that home run he hit against the Dodgers in 82. These are the type of games that make careers and reputations. And Cody Bellinger will forever go down in history with that go-ahead base hit in the ninth inning to give the Dodgers the lead and the eventual win. Max Scherzer will forever go down in Dodger history and Dodger Giant rivalry history for pitching out of the bullpen and getting the final three outs. So this is where careers are made. And I know Max has had a great career, but he's adding on to the chapters and his career is not over, but this part of it is significant. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Matt in Chino. You're on Dodger Talk live from San Francisco. Hi, Matt.
Hey, hi, Dave. Good to talk to you. I'm glad that series is over. Man, that was a nail-biter all the way through. I think most of the things I was going to bring up, you touched on in the opening. You know, I get the point of why they went with the opener versus Julio. But, I mean, really, I feel like they only really traded out one bat, and that was Yastrzemski, who everybody owned the whole series. But, you know, that, and then the other thing was Scherzer, and, you know, I get it's a throwing day, and, you know, 35 pitches at ease, working on mechanics in the bullpen versus, I think you said, 13 pitches in high intensity. Hopefully that equals out. Hopefully he'll be able to bounce back in a couple days and be the guy. But
if not, the Dodgers have shown that they could piece it together. They could piece it together with Tony Gonsolin and the rest of the bullpen. They've shown that. And they still never use David Price. David Price might be in play in that game one if they go to a bullpen game.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I get that those are options. I just, you know, going into a game one of the NLCS against a tough Atlanta team, I'd rather have Scherzer than anybody. So, but, you know, I get it. There's, you know, a million ways to skin a cat. But, you know, I'm just glad that one's over. And
Matt, you make it sound, the tone in your voice makes it sound like the Dodgers lost. You have a lot of problems, but how about celebrating the fact that they won?
Well, they won this one, and that's what I said. That's why I was like, I'm glad that one's over. But
all right, well, I'm not glad it's over. I'm glad they came out on top, but I relished every moment of every inning of every game of this series because it was that epic. Thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Greg, who's in West L.A. What's up, Greg?
Nothing much. Great season. Great series. I really enjoyed it. Feel like I'm going to bring it down a little bit more.
Why would you want to bring it down?
Oh, no, because you just, you know, I'm trying to relish the victory. But Wilmer Flores is final out, you know, the last out of the game.
The check swing.
Wasn't a check swing. That's the one thing that, or he checked his swing, but it was an out. And, you know, in the history of things, like you were saying, with Scherzer, you know, coming out of the bullpen, Bellinger shaking off the season, that's going to be a big one to talk about for the
Giants fans.
That's going to be right up there.
Isn't it ironic, Greg, that a supposed check swing, not check swing, ends this series when Darren Ruff did not check his swing at Dodger Stadium and the Dodgers lost that game, and you could make an argument cost them the division and home field advantage in this series. Isn't that ironic?
Well, I'm going to use that argument from now on whenever Giants fan gives me anything about this victory. So,
hey, all you have to say is scoreboard. That's all you have to say. Thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Michael in La Puente. I hope you can turn this party up, Michael.
Oh, what's going on, DV,
There we go.
Hey, look, 110 to 109 season record. Guess who's on top? 1-0 playoff record. Guess who's on top? Our boys in blue. Yeah, you know what? It wasn't conventional. It was not by any means, but it was a win nonetheless. And quit taking all my talking points, Davey, because you know you're taking the substance from the calls because you're hitting all the points.
Well, so, I'm glad. I'm just validating you. I'm validating you, Michael.
Hey, you know you're too good at your job, Davey. You're too good at your job, and I don't like to boast on nobody. But let me tell you, you've been taking all my talking points every time I call. But nonetheless.
Well, which one stuck out to you the most? Who was your player of the game? Mookie's got to be the MVP of this series, right?
He is the MVP of the series, and he definitely produced today. But clutch is clutch, and I know you don't remember me because you get about 100 callers, you know, a week probably. But nonetheless, there was a call that you and I had about a few weeks ago, maybe about a few months ago, when we're talking about Sid and Ballinger, and look who showed up today. Our number 35, you know, Big Belly came through with that clutch hit. And yeah, he struggled.
Who told you not to give up on him?
Oh, man, UDV, exactly. Get out of your crystal ball already.
That's right. You don't count out good players. He's an MVP. He hit a big home run in game 7 of the NLCS. You don't count those type of guys out. He has worked so hard to try to save his season and get ready for October. And he has come up with big games. He has been a complimentary piece to pass the baton in the wild card game, to steal a base, to set up Chris Taylor's walk-off two-run home run tonight. It's more obvious, but he has had a really good start to his postseason, and hopefully they can continue it in Atlanta. Game 1 of the NLCS begins on Saturday night. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Noah in Sherman Oaks. You're on Dodger Talk. Hi, Noah.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say, who cares about the missed call to Wilmer Flores? To me, this is the sports god striking down the 2021 Giants and the cheating Bobby Thompson and the light in center field that was going off on the scoreboard. So who cares if they're crying in the Bay Area? We won. That's the only thing that matters. Go Dodgers. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Look, if people are going to start talking about if he checked his swing or not, this game was basically over when Max Scherzer was able to get Lamont Wade Jr. out. He was the guy that was going to deliver for the Giants, and he wasn't able to. So once Wilmer Flores came up, I'm sorry. I felt like this game was over. And whether or not he checked his swing or not, the umpires said he did. Just like they said Darren Ruff did not check his swing and changed the complexion of a game at Dodger Stadium during the regular season. So you can say all you want, and your friends that are Giants fans can say that all you want, but look at the big picture of the game and how many opportunities the Giants had to tie this game, to go ahead in this game, and the Dodgers outplayed them. It wasn't just about that last at-bat against Wilmer Flores. Wilmer Flores was going to make an out either way. Which way was he going to make an out? Well, it was that way. He struck out. So any Giants fans that believe Wilmer Flores was going to deliver a game-tying home run, I'm sorry. You're delusional. Let's go out to Jeff in downtown Los Angeles. You're on Dodger Talk. What's up, Jeff?
Hey there. Yeah, you know, great win tonight. You know, all these people talking about the check swing, you know, that doesn't matter. We're going to forget about that. The big thing is, you know, Belly came through. We did this without Muncy. You know, great moves by Robert, you know, throughout the series. The one thing I did want to just point out, though, is in that that inning with first and third with one out, you know, we have Taylor up at bat. You know, the sack bunt, you know, all we needed was a sack fly to possibly get another run. I was just a little confused, you know, about that call and where we were going with that, you know, with a great bat up there with Taylor. So, you know, that was my own point, but, you know, great win, and let's move on to the next series.
Yeah, that's fair, Jeff. I think the Dodgers were just trying to get an insurance run there. The Dodgers have worked a lot of safety squeezes during the course of Dave Roberts' time as the manager, and I think he was just trying to make it happen one more time, and Chris Taylor wasn't able to execute the bunt.
Yeah, no, I understand that. There have been times last year, you know, multiple times we've dropped down that bunt, you know, in great situations, you know, to me with infield in already. You know, trying to prevent that run. You know, Taylor's got to the outfield pretty well, especially earlier in the night. Was just, you know, just thinking maybe that was, you know, over-called there. But, you know, it all worked out in the end. Glad we didn't need that extra run. And, you know, go Dodgers.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. David Vasse live at Oracle Park, where the Dodgers have defeated the San Francisco Giants in a series deciding Game 5, 2-1. Kenley Jansen is the winning pitcher of record tonight, as Camilo Duval's the losing pitcher, and Max Scherzer gets the save. He gets the final three outs on 13 pitches to secure the Dodgers' advancement to the NLCS against the Atlanta Braves. And on Saturday night, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 4 o'clock with first pitch of Game 1 of the NLCS between the Dodgers and Braves at 5:07. And the road to the World Series will be heard, as it always is, on your home for Dodger baseball, AM 570, LA Sports. And I guess I got to let you in on the behind the scenes here at Oracle Park, since everybody's bringing up the check swing, the not check swing to end the game on Wilmer Flores. You know, I'm standing in the tunnel where the umpires have to walk out and walk through. And here at Oracle Park, the fans are right on top of that tunnel area. So as the umpires were coming through, I'm standing there because you have to let the umps go through first before you go onto the field. And Giants fans, all of a sudden, I'm getting blasted by beers coming from the stands. And the Giants fans here were throwing beers at the umpires as they were walking off the field. And there was one fan, it was like out of a movie, with a Giants hoodie. The setup here at Oracle Park is so intimate that this Giants fan was able to lean over right in front of the umpiring crew that was walking into the tunnel, and was able to give those umpires an earful and also an eyeful because he was able to give him the universal sign for his displeasure with his middle finger. 866-987-2570. So it was wild out here, no doubt about it, as the umpires were walking off. Giants fans are just as passionate as Dodger fans when it comes to these two teams playing each other. And, you know, if they're going to point to that at bat for the reason why they lost, that's a little petty and short-sighted. Just tip your cap to the Dodgers. They came through with the bigger hit in the big situation. And, you know, honestly, it was nervous time with Lamont Wade Jr. at the plate against Scherzer because he hit a ball foul that, if it stayed fair, would have been a game-tying home run. It went foul, and Scherzer was able to make the adjustments and strike Lamont Wade Jr. out. And they call him Late Night Lamont here for a reason. He has delivered for the Giants so many times, and that was Gabe Kapler's ace in the hole in the ninth inning, and it didn't work out. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go all the way out to El Paso, Texas. Omar, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vassay. Hi, Omar.
David, thank you for taking my call, man. Hey, what a series, what a game, what a memorable finish, right, against the hated ones. Hey, Dave, I love the promo from AM570 where it says it's sweeter to win a World Series and moving on against the Giants. Don't you agree? And also, hey, Dave, I love Justin Turner. He's a clutch hitter. And what's going on with Justin, man? I know he got that he got hit, but it was not intentional as far as on his part. But you think Justin will heat it up on Saturday against Atlanta?
Well, he has a knack for doing it in October, Omar. It wasn't a great series for Justin Turner. I guess his biggest hit was taking that ball in the ninth inning to get hit by that pitch because you're right. He only had one hit in 20-plus at-bats in the NLDS, but I don't expect that to last the rest of October. So look for a big NLCS from Justin Turner, Omar. All right. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to take a timeout here on Dodger Talk. When we come back, more of your phone calls, plus Nomar Garciaparra will check in. We are live in San Francisco as the Dodgers are on their way to Atlanta for the NLCS, which begins Saturday night after they win the five-game NLDS series against the San Francisco Giants. San Francisco going home with 109 wins. The Dodgers now a cumulative 110 wins on the year, headed to Atlanta after a huge 2-1 win in Game 5 of the NLDS on AM570 LA Sports.
AM570 LA Sports.
Be anywhere, at any time, and you can hear past episodes of Dodger Talk.
All of those things.
Search AM570 on the iHeartRadio app.
We're streaming online.
We stream every game, too.
Come find me.
Back to Dodger Talk on AM570 LA Sports.
David Vassay live at Oracle Park in San Francisco, where the Dodgers take Game 5 of the NLDS by a final score of 2-1. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Nomar Garciaparra will check in about 15 minutes, but the Dodgers cannot lose sight of what their ultimate goal is. Enjoy this tonight. Yes, huge to beat the San Francisco Giants. Not because it's just a historical rival, but the fact is the Giants beat the Dodgers for the division, snapping their 8 consecutive division championship streak. And the Giants were the second best team in baseball all season long, whether you want to give them credit or not for that. They were not lucky. They were really good. The sum was greater than the parts for them all season long. They did an outstanding job of putting it together and making the pieces work, and they gave the Dodgers everything they could handle and more. But the facts are, all right, you finally got the last word on the Giants. There is a very hot Atlanta Braves team in front of you, and their pitching staff is better than what it was a year ago. Their bullpen is still a little shaky. I'm not really buying into Will Smith in the ninth inning against the Dodgers trying to protect a 1 or 2 run lead. So I feel like, again, in the NLCS, the Dodgers have a huge advantage when it comes to their pitching and especially the bullpen. But The Braves starting staff is really good with Max Fried from Encino, San Fernando Valley. He's a disciple of the great Reggie Smith. And then you have Charlie Morton, who is really good as well, and Ian Anderson is really good as well. So the Dodgers will enjoy this. I'm sure they'll enjoy it in the morning with their families, but it's got to click in that this is just the NLDS. You've got two more rounds to go to win the ultimate goal, which is back-to-back championships and become the first major league team to do so since Joe Torre's Yankees in the 90s, 2000s era. So this is the NLDS, a huge hurdle to get by, but there's another big one. And by the way, Jock Peterson, he was the MVP for the Braves in the NLDS, and Freddie Freeman hit a big home run off of Josh Hader to give them the their series win as well. So it's not going to be easy, and the Braves have a lot of motivation because I'm sure they want some payback after losing that 3-1 lead to the Dodgers in the NLCS a year ago. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to L.A. Christian, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Christian.
Hey, David. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I just want to touch on the Giants. They can go ahead and wear that division championship shirt while they're sitting at home on Saturday watching the Dodgers and the Braves and the National League Championship, and that goes to all their fans as well. But I know that let's not also forget the Dodgers aren't going to take the Braves lightly. You know, they got a 3-1 lead, but the Dodgers came back, and I know that's also going to be on their minds. I was there Game 7 and last year at the NLCS in Texas, and, man,
wow.
it was electric. And, you know, they're not going to take them lightly, especially this year. But, you know, I got to say I like our pitching a lot better. The bats got to wake up a little bit more. But, you know, definitely the Braves pitching is definitely one of the elites. And I think we just our offense needs to wake up and get base hits, especially with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, hopefully the Dodgers can turn it on before they get their backs to the wall and they're down 3-1 or down 2-1. Hopefully they can do it a little bit sooner and just remember what they did tonight. Remember how they were able to come back last year being down 3-1, and that was being unselfish at the plate and making adjustments. And that is the key to the Dodgers offense hitting on all cylinders. And if they don't score runs against the starting pitcher, at the very least, you get the starting pitcher's pitch count up and get to the belly of the team, which is the bullpen. Let's go out to Riverside. Nick, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Nick.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on. I love hearing you after every post game. You know, sometimes I agree with you, sometimes I disagree with you, but I love hearing your take. I just wanted to get your opinion, you know, of Dave Roberts and his managerial decision to, you know, start Knebel and have Urias come in. But before you get into that, you know, I just want to commend Cody Bellinger for doing his thing. You know, he struggled, you know, with injuries and having a tough time, you know, adjusting, you know, and coming through in the clutch in the postseason. But back to my original thing is I want to get your opinion. You know, a lot of people hate on Dave Roberts sometimes and with his managerial decision, but I think he's done a great job since at least the 2018 postseason, 2019. I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, Nick, number one, it wasn't just Dave Roberts' decision to have Julio come out in the middle of the game rather than start the game and have Knebel be the opener. Dave said before the game it was an organizational decision. I'm sure Andrew Friedman and his staff came up with this brainchild to try to neutralize the platoon advantage the Giants have had all season long. And Mark Pryor was in that meeting as well. So they all agreed on it. And they also said they wouldn't have done it if Knebel or Julio did not buy into it, especially Julio. But they were told before the team bus left Dodger Stadium yesterday, and from what I was told, they bought in and they were all in for this game tonight. And I think it showed with the way that they executed their pitches. And Knebel, honestly, was fortunate to get out of the first inning unscathed because he gave up a lot of hard-hit contact. So I felt like the Dodgers got away with one in the first inning.
definitely. And, you know, I'm so glad that Julio was, you know, able to get as far as he was through that game. And I think the bullpen did its thing. I was a little questioning, Kenley Jansen coming in the eighth inning. But overall, you know, everything worked out for the Dodgers' favor in the end.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. 866-987-2570 is the phone. The Dodgers now have their sights on the Atlanta Braves for Game 1 of the NLCS, which is this Saturday. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 4 o'clock with first pitch at 5:07. And this game was lived up to all the hype, honestly. I mean, this series gave us more than any of us expected. We all believed it would go five games, but you're never sure until you see the way it unfolds. And this season series was so close. I remember during the regular season, Mike Tauchman robbing Albert Pujols of a pinch hit walk-off home run. We remember we brought up Darren Ruff in that inning where Sheldon Noisy didn't stretch for the final out, a force out at second base. The Giants won that game. You think back to the last series played here during the regular season at Oracle Park where Will Smith was forced to play first base, throwing error by Trey Turner. On and on it goes, how close this series and these two teams played each other. But are you kidding me? A 1-1 tie going into the ninth inning. I had said that I believe that the game was going to be decided in the eighth or ninth inning, but once you're in it and you're seeing it unfold, you're like, this is too much for all of us to handle. And like I said, I really believe this is the greatest chapter of the rivalry between the Dodgers and Giants. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Altadena. Rich, you're on Dodger Talk live from San Francisco. Hi, Rich.
Yeah, hey, David. Happy for you. You're one of the biggest fans out there, and I know that I actually pray for you a little bit because I know you how much you know, are part of the Dodger family. So
thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but I'm not a fan anymore. I'm passionate. I want the players to do well, but yeah, fan is a little too extreme.
David, I called you earlier a few months ago, and we were talking about Corey Bellinger. He did exactly what you and I both were talking about. Push comes to shove, he chokes up on the bat, shortens the swing, base wrap. That's it.
Yeah, and, you know, Jerry Hairston Jr., when Cody made the adjustments to his batting stance, said he looked like Ken Griffey Jr., and at the time I thought, yeah, you know what, I could see that. But the more I looked at it, Cody Bellinger is duplicating his teammate, Corey Seager. That's what he's doing. If you look at his stance, he's trying to duplicate Corey Seager, where he positions the bat. And if you've noticed, go back and look at it, Cody Bellinger has been choking up on the bat for better bat control. Manny Mota actually pointed that out to me, that if Cody chokes up, he'll have better bat control on top of everything else that he's doing. And lo and behold, he's choking up and has been choking up on the bat for better bat control. And that bat control helped him get that go-ahead RBI base hit. Now, Bellinger is not keeping his front foot pointed towards the back foot, but where his hands are placed, the way he chokes up on the bat, reminds me of Corey Seager. He's looking at his teammate, who's one of the best hitters in baseball. 866-987-2570, and that's why, you know, so many of you believe that I'm a homer, that I'm emotionally attached to guys. Yeah, you know what? I am closer to certain guys more than others, but I have learned through experience really good players that have achieved great things in their career. No matter how bad they may seem, they find a way. They find a way to get better. And I think Cody had that realization and epiphany sometime in September that, look, I've got to save my season. And doing it the same way is the definition of insanity when you continue to fail. And he found a way to look himself in the mirror and realize that, you know what? I've had success the way I've done it. I'm having horrible results this year. I had shoulder surgery. I've had two leg injuries, hamstring, broken bone in the left leg. I've got to adjust if I want to save my season and help this team. And he did do that. And, yeah, sometimes it doesn't look pretty, but Cody Bellinger is that type of player where all it is one at bat. One at bat can change the game. And we've seen that already two separate times in this postseason. And tonight was the greatest example. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Westlake Village. Rob, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Rob.
Hey, good to talk with you. So don't get upset, but I got to first start with a point of maybe correction. I acknowledge I was watching in between periods at Staples Center with Milch when the Kings were drumming Las Vegas.
Nice.
But I did think, I believe you referred a couple times to Flores and then to Wade as having potentially hit a game-tying home run. But actually, if I'm not mistaken, Giants had a base runner on because of Turner's error. So those would have
been
right.
It would have been a go-ahead home run, and that would have won the game. You're right. I was down in the tunnel.
Even more. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate all that you're doing. I'm wondering, is there a scenario, and you may have already talked about it, very pumped about the Braves series coming up, so is Milch, but is there a scenario where if we go World Series or when we go World Series that we can have home field advantage, or is that a non-starter?
Actually, the way it works out is home field advantage still goes to the Braves, but then in the World Series, even though the Dodgers are a wild card team, it goes to the team with the best record. And the Dodgers would have home field advantage in the World Series if they beat Atlanta in the NLCS.
That's good news. So when they beat them, all right, so that's an extra game or two for us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, but in this series against the Braves, they're a division winner, so they get home field advantage. Don't ask me about these rules, Rob. It seems kind of wacky when a Major League Baseball official told me that. It feels like, just go by record, I guess. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Well,
all of a sudden in the World Series, you get home field advantage.
It used to be the winner of the All-Star game, right, which is even more brutal.
That was even worse. That was worse. A meaningless game deciding who's going to get home field advantage in the World Series.
Exactly.
Baseball does some wacky things, Rob. No doubt about it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Nomar Garciaparra will be joining us here shortly. We'll get his thoughts before we get off the air here. So Nomar will be checking in. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. The Dodgers are on to the NLCS against the Atlanta Braves. Game one. Coming up on Saturday with Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck at 4 o'clock with first pitch at 5:07. I will be live in Atlanta with the Dodgers. Let's go out to Lancaster. Lupe, you're on Dodger Talk live from San Francisco. Hi, Lupe.
Hey, Dave. I just want to say, if you're going to chant beat LA, you better annihilate us. Because usually this is what happens. And I got to give it up to the Dodgers bats. They made Webb work tonight, and also the Dodger fans that were there in San Francisco, you could kind of hear them saying, let's go Dodgers, and, you know, this was like almost like a World Series game because I was screaming my head off. I don't know if anybody else was doing the same, but I want to dedicate this game to that obnoxious guy behind the plate that was up jumping around and flipping us off. And
oh, you saw that, huh?
You, buddy.
I saw that. I didn't know if it was getting on television, but I saw him from the broadcast booth. I was wondering if TBS, I guess it's cable, so anything goes on cable, right, Lupe?
Yeah, I couldn't believe they actually showed him flipping us off, but this goes out to that guy. Don't underestimate the heart of a champion, as I gotta say. Thank you, David.
All right, Lupe, thank you for the phone call. 866-987-2570. And this is, erasing a lot of past ghosts of heartbreak for the Dodgers because on this date back in 1985, Ozzie Smith hit that walk-off home run against Tom Niedenfuhr in Game 5 of the NLCS where Jack Buck had that famous call, go crazy, folks, go crazy, folks. Well, this is the golden age of Dodger baseball, unprecedented success, and it culminates, at least for now, with a Game 5 victory over the San Francisco Giants, 2-1, the final score, and the Dodgers are off to the NLCS. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Before we get back to the phone calls, let's check in with our guy, Nomar Garciaparra. Nomar, I felt like this was too much for everybody to handle. Not only a game five between the Dodgers and Giants, but going into the ninth inning, a 1-1 tie. What were you feeling back in Los Angeles?
I was feeling that this is what's great about this beautiful sport of baseball. They keep you get on the edge of your seat. You're glued to the TV. Every pitch matters. You're holding your breath. You're feeling the roller coaster of emotions. And, you know, two great teams going at it. And the Dodgers came out on top, persevered, and it was a great win for them.
Nomar, we've talked so much about Cody Bellinger, his stance, his swing, just his season. What can you say about that at-bat in the ninth inning and just him being humbled enough to change his approach and change his swing?
Well, we've been talking about during his struggles about him needing a change. We talk about oftentimes there's a difference between adjustments and change. And you and I also discussed later in the season where we saw finally him making the change and said, I like where he's at. He's giving himself a chance in that more athletic position, shorter to the ball. The bat path is a lot better. Even if the results weren't there, we were talking about he's still better than what he was before. Give it time. Well, he's had a tremendous series, and then obviously coming through big here when the Dodgers needed it with that hit. He talked about also, I was just trying to kind of put the ball in play. I was shortening up. He was saying all the things we've been saying for him to do for so long, and it's good for him to say it. Hopefully he just understands that, realizes it, because that's what he needs to continue. It was a huge hit. I also give a lot of credit to the team and also to Dave Roberts and the organization. And when I mean Dave Roberts, because so many times he'd be asked about the struggles of Cody Bellinger throughout this entire year and even down toward the end of the season, and he was constantly saying, he's going to be big for us. We are going to need him. We know he's going to be there for us, and and we trust in him. And his teammates would say the same thing, and sure enough, you know, he feels it. He came through, and they were right.
Nomar, usually when a team wins a World Series, they get extraordinary performances from a pitcher or two. We saw it with Julio Urias last year. We saw it with Oral Hershiser in 1988, Chris Sale with the Red Sox in 2018. What Max Scherzer did tonight, pushing it to the limits, is he going to be that guy for the Dodgers this year, and is this just the beginning?
You know, it's easy to say it's Max Scherzer be this year because of, you know, in this early series, and we've seen him coming back out and closing that game. But, you know, I'd have to say just the entire pitching staff and bullpen, because of all the, when you just think about the entire season, the injuries that they've had, they sustained to the starting staff and also to the bullpen, where they are, they're still, I would say, the top pitching staff in what's left in baseball right now of all the teams that are in the series. So that, kudos to them, the way they persevered. And it was really, you know, Max came at the end and closed this game out. But you still held the Giants to just one run in a winner-take-all game. Just one run. And that took everybody, whether it was opener, Knebel, Gratterall, Urias coming in, to trying in, to Jansen, and to Max. So just, and I guarantee you everybody else was waiting to say, hey, just call my name, I'm ready to come in and put up a zero. So I have to give it just to the entire pitching staff, because when called upon, they really, really have done the job.
And Nomar, I'm sure you're tired of talking about it, but it seems like the plan that Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers came up with to neutralize the Giants' biggest strength, which is a platoon and matchup-based baseball, it seemed to have worked, Nomar, for the most part, to get them to that point in the ninth inning. They neutralized those left-handed hitters on the Giants bench.
Well, listen, you know, everybody knew what they were trying to do. Everybody, you know, we talked about that. We were all questioning, is it, you know, the risk versus reward? And you know, and even Dave Roberts touched on it. He says, we know that if you come out and you win, it looks great and great job. If you don't come out and win, obviously, it's going to be talked about. So they knew that. They knew what was at stake. Andrew Freeman talked about, okay, we talked to all the pitchers. They were on board. The fact that they also bought into it, so they also brought those guys in. And I think everything that was talked about pregame was warranted, and it was fair. I think some of the questions and everything that was discussed was fair and say, listen, hopefully it works out. Well, it did. It definitely worked out, and good for the Dodgers. But once again, I still have to give credit just to all the pitchers. I mean, it's one thing, as you mentioned, neutralizing the platoon situation, but it doesn't work if these guys don't perform and come through. It is really hard. It is really hard to expect so many guys to open that door and come in and put up zeros. And these guys have done it. They've done it for a majority of the entire season doing that. They've been doing it in the postseason so far. And so the plan looks brilliant because these guys performed and got the job done.
No doubt. It doesn't happen without the immaculate play by the Dodgers tonight and obviously the huge amount of talent that they have on this roster. You don't put these type of games together if you don't have the players. Nomar, before I let you go, there's been a lot of talk, and I was a little surprised that a lot of the calls have been focusing on that final at-bat of Wilmer Flores. I know Giants fans were upset, but I'm surprised so many are still talking about it. What did you think about it, and did you feel like it was a little ironic considering Darren Ruff and the Dodgers had a similar controversial check swing, not check swing, back at Dodger Stadium during the regular season?
Well, you know, right when we started our show, we had John Hartung say check swing justice, you know, because yeah. Dodger fans obviously understand that, right? And you know, I don't, you know, some of the fans and that you're listening to and so upset about it. I don't know if they've heard what Darren Ruff, he got asked about it, heard what Gabe Kapler, their interviews regarding that swing. Yeah, and replay, it looked like he checked the swing, looked like he didn't go around. That is true. But Gabe Kapler saying, listen, we didn't lose it on that check swing. We didn't lose today's game because of that one call. You know, obviously it was a big call, but that wasn't the reason why we lost. Darren Ruff says, listen, and I remember, he goes, I didn't think he went on that one, but at the same time, we also were very lucky on a call, so it's weird how it happened that those two calls came to impact between these two games, because he's recognizing about his swing that wasn't called. So he understood that and brought that up. So he even admitted that, like, give these guys credit. Like, they recognize that. It's really easy to just say, yeah, it was a bad call. Can't believe that would have gone another way. But they're not saying that. They're recognizing there was more to the game than to that call. They also understand that they benefited from those calls in the season because the whole season could have played out differently. Dodger fans were saying, like, yeah, listen, from robbed home runs to check swings to all of this stuff, they may be the ones winning their ninth straight division, but it didn't happen. It was a great game. It was two great teams going at it the way it should be. It's a great rivalry. Embrace it. We all got to enjoy it. And the great thing being a Dodger fan is they get to continue and they can't let up because the Braves, they are tough and they have to come out ready to play.
No kidding, Nomar. And I'm sure a lot of those Braves players remember blowing that 3-1 lead, a missed opportunity for them last year in the NLCS. I'm sure that's going to be a big narrative as we head to Atlanta on Saturday.
No doubt about it. They are talking about it. I guarantee you they are also fired up. They were probably watching the TV, watching to see who they're going to play, and were probably excited that they're playing the Dodgers because they're like, listen, now it's our chance to go out there and redeem ourselves because we had an opportunity last year. So let's not make that same mistake twice, and the Dodgers obviously are going to try to repeat that themselves. They don't have to wait. They don't have to get their backs against the wall, though. You know, let's not wait and say, okay, we have to win 3 straight. Let's go out there and take care of – hopefully they go out there and take care of business early and don't make it so nerve-wracking.
Nomar, before I let you go, you may know the answer to this, but Max Scherzer was lined up to pitch Game 1 of the NLCS on Saturday. Today was considered his throw day. He did more than that tonight in Game 5 of the NLDS. Is there – any chance that he could bounce back and start Game 1, or do you feel like the Dodgers have to go to Tony Gonsolin and the opener and the bullpen game in Game 1 in Atlanta?
No, I think he can bounce back and come back and pitch in Game 1. You know, he threw 13 pitches in today's game. Now, listen, the magnitude of those pitches, the way, you know, the bullpen, all of that definitely factor in. The adrenaline, I get that. But at the same time, you also touched on it, and you know this, is how does Max Scherzer even throw his bullpen? He is in full uni. He puts almost like the game. He wants to simulate as much as possible the game situation, even in his side bullpens. Well, here it was for him. So for moments like this, you know, so to me and the way he competes out there, and also what are you probably expecting from him in that game one? Are you expecting him to go out there and go 8 or 9 scoreless or 7? Or do you really maybe just need 5 or 6 out of him? And if that's all you needed, especially with this type of bullpen, I can see him going, okay, yes, I can bounce back. I can go do game one. You know, the Dodgers probably expecting 5 Adam Solomons, hopefully, and then go to the bullpen. I can see him doing that.
All right, Nomar. I like that. I like that. I like that about you. Nomar, thanks a lot for checking in. You always have great information and great insight, and we'll talk to you in the NLCS.
That's beautiful. It's so beautiful that you said it. And that is great that we get to keep watching this team play, go out there and create joy and excitement for all of us. That's really the thrill. We are lucky to be fans of this team.
No doubt, Nomar. And we're lucky to have you, and thanks a lot for checking in.
You got it, Dave. Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes, Nomar Garciaparra. He knows all about big-time games, big-time rivalries, Yankees, Red Sox, yeah, Dodgers, Giants, another version of that. And look, the Giants had a great season. They deserve all of it. They had a great year. They exceeded expectations. I mean, come on, they were only supposed to win 70-something games. It was supposed to be next year that they took the big step to try to challenge the Dodgers, but they take it this year. They win 107 games, win the division. So by no means is this a failure for the Giants. I mean, it's going to be a long offseason because they lost to the Dodgers, and their fans are going to have to hear it. Their players are going to have to hear it. Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi are going to have to live with the fact that they lost to Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts, and I'm sure that's going to sting. But when they take a step back, everybody should be very happy with the season the Giants had. On the flip side, if the Dodgers would have lost this game, I mean, let's be honest, it's World Series or bust for the Dodgers this year. The expectations are so great on this team because of the great players they have on it and just, you know, the payroll, all of this. And they've had to overcome their own adversity. I mean, the Trevor Bauer issues, the injuries to Kershaw, to Muncy. I know the Dodgers are still holding out hope that Muncy would be available in the NLCS. I have to see it to believe it, honestly. But maybe he can do something. I know Andrew Friedman was talking to the beat writers and still not shutting the door on it, but I feel like it's a huge long shot. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast congratulates Deborah Shimoda, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com, keyword home run. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We're taking this to midnight after the Dodgers beat the Giants in the NLDS Game 5, 2-1 on AM570 LA Sports.
Don't miss a moment of World Champion Dodger Talk. Your chance to talk about the world champs is here. 866-987-2570. Hear past episodes of Dodger Talk on the iHeartRadio app.
David Vasse live in San Francisco at Oracle Park, where the Dodgers have defeated the San Francisco Giants 2-1 in Game 5 of the NLDS. We're with you until midnight tonight, and we'll be back with you in the morning with Steve Sachs and Tim Cates at 6 a.m., and this is the only place for Dodgers coverage. Dodgers Radio, AM 570 LA Sports, and Game 1 of the NLCS between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Atlanta Braves is at 5:07 on Saturday night in Atlanta. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck on Saturday, begins at 4 o'clock. We don't know for certain who the Braves are going to start. I think they were waiting to see the outcome of this game before they made the announcement, but it's either going to be Max Fried, the left-hander, or Charlie Morton, the right-hander, and I would believe that it would be Max Fried, the left-hander, to start Game 1, and we'll see whether or not Max Scherzer will start Game 1 after pitching tonight, 13 pitches in the game, plus the ones in the bullpen, and sending the Dodgers, closing out his first save as a Dodger, closing it out, the 2-1 win to send the Dodgers to the NLCS and beating the hated San Francisco Giants in five games of this NLDS. And the Dodgers did not have home field advantage. Don't forget this. The Dodgers came into the Giants' backyard and beat them in a decisive Game 5. That in itself is pretty remarkable, no matter how much talent you have. 866-987-2570. We'll hear from Max Scherzer in just a moment, but we want to hear from Dodger fans who are celebrating in L.A. Repeat L.A. is the chance in the City of Angels tonight. Let's go out to Burbank. Peter, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Peter. Peter.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, major respect to the Giants for their incredible season. Logan Webb was just something else. I wanted your opinion on the Dodger absences, specifically Trevor Bauer, Muncy, and
what do you want me to say?
And Kershaw. How different do you think this series would have been had we been able to use these players?
Well, Muncy for sure would have been a huge difference maker. Kershaw and Bauer as well, Peter. I mean, who knows what the Dodger roster looks like if Trevor Bauer's season didn't end. Who knows if Max Scherzer would be here. I would say the Dodgers felt the urgency to get Scherzer. But I will say this, even before Bauer's issues, I was told the Dodgers were targeting Max Scherzer. So they may have added Max Scherzer with or without Trevor Bauer. And Clayton Kershaw, I mean, come on. If he's pitching in San Francisco, I'll take my money with him. But the Dodgers have three really good starting pitchers. Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, and Max Scherzer, of course. Now, as you get into a seven-game series, I think that's where you feel the hurt of not having a fourth starter the caliber of a Clayton Kershaw. You're going to have to rely on a guy like Tony Gonsolin and the bullpen. David Price, more than likely, will have an opportunity to pitch in a best of seven series, and I'm not opposed to that. You know, like I said about Cody Bellinger, he's been here before, he's delivered before. David Price is a World Series champion. If you look back to the 2018 season for the Red Sox in the postseason, he was a beast. He pushed himself to the limits. Maybe that's why he's not the same guy that he once was, because he pushed himself to the very limits. So did Chris Sale, to help the Red Sox not only beat the Dodgers but get through the Houston Astros before that. So I wouldn't mind giving David Price an opportunity, if necessary, to pitch in the NLCS game, because you know he's not going to be scared. So speaking of a guy that wasn't scared tonight and is never scared, in fact, sometimes I'm scared to talk to him, is Max Scherzer. Let's head downstairs and hear what the Dodger closer tonight of Game 5 had to say.
Yeah, it's like being a little kid again. You just pitch whenever you get told, and every single day you have a chance to help the team, and you go out there and pitch. So, yeah, it's a lot like being a 12-year-old again.
Did you and Erica talk about the possibility that you would pitch today, last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she knew.
And did talk about the possibility that it might be the ninth inning, like it did. Was that ever on your radar?
Kind of, but I also thought I was going to do it before, but who, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be in front of Joe Kelly or not. That was kind of my, you know, Joe's excellent. Like, you know, if Doc could have said, hey, Joe's pitching ninth, and I would have been right there pulling for him. But wait, hey, when your number gets called, your number gets called.
Is there a certain point of pride of getting it to be the ninth?
No. just being a part of a team that wins. I just want to celebrate with the guys in there. I'm just here to win. I love winning. That's what we do all these sacrifices for, to put our family through the ringers, is to have these type of moments to win and be able to celebrate with them. So that's why I'm here. I just want to win with the team.
Max, what's it been like in L.A. in terms of this organization? So many great players come and go. I mean, even look at the playoffs. You're going to play Atlanta. Jack Peterson did all the stuff. He's in Atlanta. Boston, if you were getting, Kike Hernandez has had a big postseason. I mean, great players here move on and do other things, and others come in. What's it like being here with so many Dodgers around the league and getting this opportunity, I guess, is the question.
I don't know. You face these guys so much. I mean, I don't even know how many times I face Freddie Freeman, and I'm watching him hit a walk-off homer against Hader. You know, so we can talk about it. All the great talent that's around the league. I know there's great teams. All the teams that are left are absolutely outstanding. And there's great players on all these teams. So it's hard just to narrow it down to just Dodger guys. I mean, it's going to be everybody.
But for you being here in L.A., you getting your turn at bat, so to speak.
I don't know. I mean, I watched Schwarber hit home runs, and he's in Cub and in National. So I don't know.
Max, does this feel like more than a division series championship? Does it feel almost like a World Series thing, just how even these two teams were and fought all year?
Yeah, just a fight all year long. I came in the middle of it and got to see it. They played unbelievable baseball. Man, they would not lose at the end. We played unbelievable baseball down the stretch, felt like we're going to win this thing, win the division, and they would not lose. I mean, that just shows you how great of a team they were. What was it, 107-win team or whatever it was? Like, yep. That's nuts. I mean, that's a – you know, to be able to have that season with their guys, what they did, major kudos to what they did this year. You know, a ton of respect.
Max, sorry if you already asked this, but do you know how long you think you might need to get turned around for a start after tonight?
I don't know. Party tonight, figure it out tomorrow.
How much fun was it just in the clubhouse with all of the guys, kind of, as you mentioned, fighting to get this win and just win the series?
It's great. Just be a part of the team. Just win, baby. I'm done.
All right, there's Max Scherzer. He was surrounded by media. Did not get Max Scherzer escorted to me. I tried to ask him to do the interview, but he decided to go back inside and party with his teammates. And he's Mad Max on the mound, off the mound. He's from what teammates have told me, he never turns the dial down. He lives his life dialed crank all the way up, and I think you heard it right there. 866-987-2570. Usually, the PR guys bring him over to me, but that just did not happen tonight. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Brian in West Hollywood. What's up, Brian? You're on Dodger Talk.
Yes, indeed. Just thought I'd be giving a viewpoint of one or two items. Prior to the
one
start
would be
of the
preferable.
Game. Yeah. I'm not concerned about two, but go for one. At the start of the game today, I was trying to figure out, would the Dodgers be able to hold the San Francisco Giants to one run, two runs, or three runs? It turned out the best of the three came up. They got the one run. That seemed almost impossible, and it turned out to be a realistic result. I didn't think the Giants would be held to one run for nine innings. So I give a lot of credit to the entire Dodger team for giving that performance to all the fans here.
Yeah, and one thing about the Giants, and thanks for the phone call, Brian, they're a home run hitting team. They win when they out-homer you. And their only run came tonight when Darren Ruff homered off of Julio Urias to tie the score at one in the bottom of the sixth inning. They did not hit another home run. They led Major League Baseball in home runs, and when it's very simple formula for them. They're trying to outslug you, and they weren't able to do it tonight, and they weren't able to do it in Game 4 at Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers did what they have had trouble doing consistently this year, and that's keeping the line moving for the guy behind them. And we saw that in the ninth inning. We saw that in the sixth inning. Mookie Betts aggressive on the bases to steal second base after his fourth hit of the night or third hit of the night. He finished with four, scored the first Dodger run on a base hit by Corey Seager, a double by Corey Seager in the top of the sixth inning. And that was big for the Dodgers to score first. And I know the momentum was given away a little bit when Urias gave the solo home run up to Darren Ruff, a shot to straightaway center. And Ruff, his first three at-bats, was hitting the ball really hard with not much to show for it. except for that home run, which was a big one to tie the score, and that's the way it would be until the ninth inning. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, you know, you're a little concerned after the error by Justin Turner. All of a sudden, you have the game-tying run on base, and you have the go-ahead winning run at the plate in Lamont Wade Jr., and that's what the Giants were expecting Lamont Wade Jr. to deliver in some form or fashion. And once he didn't, I felt like Max Scherzer would be able to blow by Wilmer Flores. Check swing or no check swing, I have no doubts Max Scherzer was going to get him out. 866-987-2570. Dodgers beat the Giants in Game 5 of the NLDS 2-1. Let's go out to Lompoc. Tim, home of Danny Duffy. How you doing?
Hey, David, how you doing? It was a great game, great organizational win. All the props to Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts for mixing the starting pitching up tonight. It got into San Francisco's head, got into Capper's head. Took him till less than an hour before the start of the game to announce his lineup.
Yeah, he was doing that because they wanted to make sure Tommy La Stella's left Achilles was up to par. At least that's what they said. Because, look, Dave Roberts let him know we're going with an opener last night. So he had plenty of time, and so did Farhan Zaidi, to prepare for that.
Friedman and Roberts got into their heads, and it affected them. It did affect them, as well as Webb Pitts. And Webb Pitts, a great game. But Mookie Betts, four hits. That play that he made out right field in the, I think it was the second game of the series, where he pirouetted and threw the guy out of third base. Mookie Betts is unbelievable. Bellinger, can't say enough about him.
MVP of the NLDS, Mookie Betts, no doubt about it, because if Wilmer Flores isn't thrown out at third base by Mookie Betts, who on that play, by the way, was going to catch the fly ball, but he slipped, and that's why the ball fell in front of him. But he kept his composure in game two and was able to see Flores attempting to go to third base out of the corner of his eye, and that's where he made that pirouette throw, a strike to Justin Turner, which ended what could have been a bigger inning for the Giants, and maybe that game two outcome is a little bit different. So for me, Mookie Betts with the two-run home run in game four, that throw in game two, and then tonight coming back with four hits and scoring the first Dodger run. This is the Marcus Lynn Betts that we saw all of last season, and we finally saw it in the NLDS tonight. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers beat the Giants in game five, 2-1. Never gets old saying that. They're on their way to Atlanta tomorrow, and will play game one of the NLCS on Saturday night against the Braves, a rematch from the NLCS a year ago, where the Dodgers came back from 3-1 to beat the Braves in game seven. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 4:00 on Saturday with first pitch at 5:07. And if you look back at this series, it was all about the Dodgers pitching. Their offense delivered when it needed to, when their backs were against the wall, but the pitching kept them in this game, kept them in this series. And five of the six games this year that the Dodgers have played in the postseason, the Dodgers have given up two runs or less. That will help you advance. And I'm sure Dave Roberts recognizes that. Let's head downstairs to hear from the Dodger manager.
It was a great series. First thing, I want to congratulate the Giants on a tremendous season. Best record in all of baseball. And it was just great every time we played those guys. And just bringing that rivalry back to life, really, and playing for relevance. And that was great. So to Gabe, to the organization, to Farhan, the players, coaches, staff, it was congratulations. as far as the series, it's kind of what we expected, you know, to come down. Every game could have went either way for the most part, and come down to a game five and the ninth inning. You know, just a great series, and the energy here was a lot of fun. And just to see our guys step up and win a ball game, obviously, was huge.
Next question for Doc. We'll go right here in the back. Hey, Dave. To what extent had you had in the back of your mind, you know, maybe I'll go to Max in the ninth, or was that something that kind of happened as the game wound its course, I guess?
It was just kind of seeing the flow and how the game was going to play out. Knowing you have, ace in the hole is a good feeling. I just wanted to try to find the ultimate leverage spot to deploy them, to use them. And just kind of how the game played out, it just made a lot of sense.
We'll go right here to AJ.
Dave, how did your kind of pitching plans go along with the way the game unfolded tonight with Julio getting those four innings in the middle and the first two guys coming in, the right-handers?
Well, I thought Corey did a really nice job of getting out of that inning. I don't think he had really good fastball command, and they took some good swings, but fortunately we got out of it. I like the run right there that Brusdar had. And for him to put up a zero and kind of get clear the pitcher spot, which we did, and give Julio a run, and he went four innings and went deep into the game, got us deep into the game, and he pitched his tail off. And certainly unconventional, but I give him so much credit for taking the baseball when asked to.
All right, that was manager Dave Roberts, who was speaking to the media during his press conference, and yeah, their pitching plan worked, and yeah, it's funny how he acknowledged right there that Corey Knebel was getting hit hard. He did not have the command of his fastball, and I agree with him. I said it earlier. The Dodgers were very fortunate to get out of that first inning because Knebel was getting hit really hard, and you know, you could lay out the best plans, but like Nomar said earlier, the players have to execute it, and you know, that's the way it goes. When you go to multiple pitchers in one game, it's very rare that all of them will be on their game, and they have to find a way to get through it without their best stuff. And a lot of times, with lesser pitchers, they don't get through it. But Corey Knebel's a really good pitcher. He's been through it before, and look, this ballpark played in his favor tonight. Let's go out to Russ, who's back in Washington. You're on Dodger Talk. What's up, Russ?
Hey Dave. Good game. I said, Max Scherzer has a new nickname for Wade Lamont. Call him Good Night Lamont or Night Night Lamont. Sleep tight.
Okay. Waited 45 minutes to tell us that. Like that.
That was a good one. And tomorrow is a holiday for Dodger Nation. It's Kirk Gibson Day.
That's right. That tomorrow's the anniversary of Kirk Gibson's Game 1 home run in the 1988 World Series. And you know what else it is, Russ? It's the anniversary of Justin Turner's walk-off home run in Game 2 of the 2017 NLCS.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. I remember seeing that one. But I was at 88 in person. That's top
okay,
of my mind.
If you were there in person, were you actually in the stadium, or were you one of those cars with the brake lights on?
I was in there till after the last out. We don't leave our seats. Grandma raised us right. We sit in our seats and we don't leave until the end of the game.
All right, Russ. Love it. Enjoy the celebration of the Dodgers beating the Giants in five games of this NLDS. 2-1, the final score tonight. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of your calls. Call back tomorrow morning with Steve Sachs, who was part of that team, and Tim Cates. They'll have Scam in the morning starting at 6 a.m., and we will talk to you after Game 1 of the NLCS from Atlanta, where the Dodgers and Braves will hook up for a rematch of the NLCS. The Dodgers got the best of Atlanta last year, coming back from 3-1 down to win in 7 games. Game 1 of this year's NLCS begins at 4 o'clock with us, Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck, and then Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner will have first pitch at 5:07. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Bill Brooks helping me out here at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald at Dodger Stadium with Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. So we're in three different locations making this magic happen for you. And in case you missed any of the show, you could podcast it on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com. Once again, the final score from Oracle Park in Game 5 of the NLDS. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the San Francisco Giants 2-1. Have a great night. See ya.